This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Too Many Murders, a Carmine Delmonico novel, written by Colleen McCullough, read by Robert Garrett. April 1967. Mr. Evan Pugh, Paracelsus College, Chubb University, Holloman, Connecticut. April 3rd, 1967. Dear Mr. Pugh, I concede defeat. Your $100,000 has been placed in your room at college, as stipulated in your letter of March 29th. I will ensure that my presence in college seems innocent if I am detected. Please do not attempt to obtain more money from me. My pockets are empty. Yours sincerely, Motormouth. Evan Pugh's hands were shaking as he read this missive, put in his pigeonhole in a plain white envelope, bearing his name and address typed with a carbon ribbon, like the letter. The dark square aperture of his pigeonhole had been empty every time he looked between going downstairs for his breakfast and the end of lunch. Now, at 2:30, he had his answer. The corridors were empty as he wended his way up one curving set of open stairs at his end of the foyer. Paracelsus was a new college of glorious...